From Washington, this is VOA News. And what South Korea is calling a nuclear test, a 5.3 magnitude quake occurred in North Korea today near a nuclear test site. South Korean official told the Yonhap News Agency the earthquake was very likely caused by a nuclear test, although there was no confirmation. China Earthquake Network Center called an earthquake detected in North Korea today due to suspected explosion. North Korea conducted its fourth nuclear test in January, followed by the launch of a long-range rocket. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva today for another try at arranging a ceasefire in Syria. Mark Toner is Secretary Kerry's spokesperson.
I can say that the Secretary remains committed to continuing efforts to try and resolve the remaining or outstanding issues in order to reach an arrangement on Syria that will put in place a durable cessation of hostilities, provide humanitarian access to all areas, and lead to a resumption of talks between parties in Geneva.
Kerry and Lavrov have met several times over the past 2 weeks in Geneva and at the G20 summit in China, but failed to finalize an agreement on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. U.S. officials say the talks have been hung up on technical issues. French police have arrested three female suspects alleged to have been planning attacks in connection with the discovery this week of a car containing gas cylinders near Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral. Since the beginning of 2015, more than 200 people have been killed in France in terror attacks. This year alone, 260 arrests have been made in the country. This is VOA News.